Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Lunch with Leah, episode 335.
Hi, everybody. Lunch with Leah, the highlight of your day, where I curate all news and gossip for you. Well, speaking of gossip, let me just get this out. Then some of you think this is a gossip fest moment. Well, this was an article that I found all about gossip. So I want to put my gossip into context. Are you listening? All right. Almost everyone gossips. A new study finds that people spend 52 minutes per day on an average talking to someone about someone else who is not present. But here's the surprise. Despite the assumption that most gossip is trash talk, not over here in this group, the study finds that the vast majority of gossip is non-judgmental chit-chat. That's us! Non-judgmental chit-chat until you get to politics, and then we're very judgmental. We actually found that the overwhelming majority of gossip was neutral, says this author Megan Robbins, a psychologist at the University of California, Riverside, who studies how people's social interactions are related to health and well-being. About three-quarters of the conversation we heard in our sample conversations was neither negative or positive. That's us! We're just the messenger. There's nothing wrong with the gossip now. Think about your own conversations with a family member or a friend. You talk about everyday things that keep you connected. You share your daughter got a driver's license. Your uncle had a kidney stone. Much of it's just documenting facts, sharing information. That's what I'm doing. I'm just documenting facts, sharing information in a non-judgmental, gossipy way. Robbins and her colleagues analyzed snippets of conversations from people who agreed to wear portable recording devices for 2 to 5 days. I would never wear it. They'd lock me up. The findings are published in the journal Social Physiological and Personality Science. People love to talk about other people. We share tons and tons of social information, says Jeremy Cohn, a psychologist at Williams College. He was not involved in the study, but says he's intrigued by the findings, particularly the idea that so much gossip is rather mundane. Now you know my reality TV is such a hit. Nonstop, mundane, Seinfeld gossip. All right, so let's get down to it. Well, first of all, rest in peace, Elsa Patton. Poor thing, passed away after a several-year illness. So we're sending her blessings. And in other news, you know, RJ, last Saturday, we had so many things going on. Roy gave the commencement speech at the University of Miami Law School. Right after that, RJ had a recital at the University of Miami. It was nonstop all day, but while Roy was doing that commencement speech, he was talking about lawyers or truth tellers, truth finders. They're supposed to be looking for truth, seeking the truth, and believe in justice, law, and the truth. And I was sitting there thinking to myself, all these poor kids spent 7 years of college education, and they're walking into a world where truth and alternative facts have been collapsed, and the highest form of government dismisses the truth and defies the law. So that was just like, for me, I was just like, oh my God, these poor kids, I hope they change it. Tonight, Wednesday night, I have that pet event where I support this pet organization that is pro-neuter in Florida, so that instead of having to euthanize these pets, you neuter them before it becomes a problem. Of course, that was all perfect until the mayor of Miami got in the middle of it, Gonzalez, and made it political, and then the whole thing fell apart.
Yep.
So when I was at the university commencement thing, I was thinking, you know, what's the difference between millennials and, like, the rest of us? Because, you know, you always hear this millennial thing. Well, everyone's always talking about millennials. And so I was watching these kids, and I was like, you know, they worked so hard to get here, and they studied so hard. Well, midway through, they had all the chairs set up. before they were all coming in to sit down to that song that they play and the band in the background, the whole thing. And then they ran out of chairs. So now all of a sudden the people that work at the university go and get the chairs and bring them out and start setting them out one by one, like another 200 chairs. And I'm sitting there watching these millennials stand there in their gowns, and they're watching these guys bring the chairs in and sit them down so they can sit in them. So Roy Jr.'s next to me. I said, Roy Jr., if you're ever in that situation, go help put the chairs down. If one kid would have said, oh, let's get the chairs and help them, we would have sped up the process, and they would, these poor little two little guys that were so much pressure, everyone's looking at them to put all the chairs out, and they're trying to hurry, and these kids are standing around looking at them. I mean, I'm telling you, back in my day of school, if I stood around and watched older men put these chairs down while my friends from college were sitting there, my parents would have bitch slapped me. Like, what are you talking about? So I told RJ, let's go down and help with the chairs. But then there was a rope there, so we couldn't get down. And I said, RJ, you could get down. You could step over the rope. And he refused to do it. But all these kids were standing there watching these guys roll in 20 chairs at a time and put them down, 20 more chairs and put them down. And then the kids would stand there and wait. And when the guy put the chair down, they'd sit down. I was like, are you kidding me? What is wrong with it? I mean, just, am I the only one that thinks that's crazy?
A little bit.
I mean, if you had 200 kids standing around and you know the whole procession's waiting on you and the whole thing's waiting on these chairs, wouldn't you just jump in and grab some chairs and start putting them out?
They were probably union.
But wouldn't you?
I mean, can't touch
think
anything.
About it. Ah, oh, there's no excuse for that.
You know, listen, that's how it is in New York, like where we used to have stores and things up there. When boxes would come in for us to unpack, like merchandise to be put out on the floor, they would not let us touch it, and the union people would get so
upset.
Oh my gosh.
These 20-year-old kids, what are they going to arrest them during their commencement? Yeah. I don't think so.
No,
grab the chair and
grab
sit
a chair.
It down.
I agree with
Come
you.
Come on. Oh my God.
I'm one of those people that just always pitches in. So
of course, you know. We look for things to do. I mean, if I see someone doing cleaning at my house, I jump in and help if I'm standing around doing nothing. Then we had a dinner at the University of Miami, the president's house that night. The home is gorgeous, by the way. It lives on this beautiful lake in Miami. And I guess it was like a dinner for all the people speaking at the event or the alumni. I don't know what it was, like 30 people, 40 people. I sat next to the chairman of the board of the University of Miami trustees. I'm like, wow, why did they sit me here? I was sitting around all these geniuses, and next to her was the president of Harvard. I was like, well, this is right amongst my peers. Can you believe it was funny? Roy's like, how come you're sitting next to them and I'm sitting over here by a student? I'm like, doesn't that tell you all you need to know, Roy, right there? Anyway, so RJ's got Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 3 more days of school, 1 more major project to turn in. He turned in his science project yesterday, which was a whole video thing that he had to make with a PowerPoint and speaking over it. He can make videos, Jason. He can, like, make videos with visuals and talk over them and the whole thing. I mean, come on. This, we're going to make put him to work. And then his last project, they did a whole study on 9/11. And that's the last thing he has to turn in is his 9/11 report. Once he turns that in, then he's basically done. He says he has no more tests. Let's see. Meanwhile, I noticed that we have this little salt thing. It's almost empty.
I've been using it.
James and I and Jason use it, but James is the one that uses it the most. So listen, this salt that we got in the mail called M Salt that this company just sent us to test, oh my God, it's mostly spices and salt. So
it's like
not like you're just getting a bunch of salt. And it's so good, and the seasoning is so good. It's spice blend, enhancing life one taste bud at a time. That's a cute
enhancing life
logo.
One taste bud at a time.
That's a good one.
Yeah, it's MichiganSalted.com.
Anyway, Michigan Salt. What is it, MichiganSalt.com?
MichiganSalted.com is their website.
Yeah, I've got the information right here. Yeah. But anyway, so this is a woman's own business that she co-founded, and she's the full owner. Her name is Nina. And she sent us this beautiful basket a while back. We've been using it. And the cooking products are fabulous. The one I really like, too, is the one that came in the jar where you open it up and it's the granules.
Right.
Because I have those little silver salt and pepper things where you put
like
them
the grinders.
Yeah, they're like, no, the little tiny ones in the silver with the little bowls with the little silver
oh,
spoons.
Oh, yeah, like the silver.
Those look so pretty in there. You know, I have a formal house with an English butler. But anyway, so now apparently it's going to be Biggest Texas. M Salt is available at HEB Texas Grocers. I shopped there my whole life growing up. And you can find it at HEB.com. So anyway, if you like Texas food and Texas barbecue or vegetables or whatever, you put it on there.
It's
so
really
anyway,
good.
We're supporting her because it's a woman's own business and because it's a great product and because James is just stealing it all. Anyway, so what else did I want to talk about? Oh, the serum. Everybody's asking about the serum. The serum's going to be in next week. So you can go on the website beginning the end of next week, maybe the middle of next week, and we'll email blast out when it's exact date it's going to come in, and you can order it. And that serum is going to have 250 milligrams of CBD in it. That is a huge amount of CBD.
And it's a new serum. It's not this older serum that we had on.
No,
on
it's a completely,
it's a completely different serum.
It's a CBD serum.
Yeah, it's great.
And it's a new formula with CBD. And the advantage to the 250 milligrams is by using the 250 milligrams serum, when we have the moisturizer with the CBD, you won't have to have as much CBD in it because everybody should be using the serum every day anyway. So that'll bring the cost down a little bit on the cream. And then, of course, we have the eye cream that, honest to God, it's just like, I mean, it's flying out the door, and we have some more in stock. We have like 400 and something left. Every week we try to get another batch in, and we can hardly keep it in. So go to the website, leahblack.com. So yesterday, I was at this place. I won't say where. I don't want to out anybody. But this is the strangest thing. Right. I'm going to go back to the serum in a minute. I've gone, where is this girl that used to work here? And they go, oh, she got married. I go, to the guy she worked out with the gym with every day? No, she broke up with him. And I said, well, she was dating him like 6 months ago. Yeah, she met a guy like 4 months ago, and they got married. And I'm like, well, they moved. I said, where'd they move? And she goes, well, the guy is a truck driver, and he has a cab in the back of his truck. So she just quit her job and is going to travel around in the back of a truck and ride around all day while this guy who owns his truck delivers stuff, and they're going to sleep in the cab. I'm like, are you kidding me? They're going to sleep in the cab of the truck? They're going to live in the truck? I go, do they, like, where do they take a shower? Oh, on the side of the road. They have these truck stops. I'm like, well, I would have given her a wedding gift, but what do you give somebody that's getting married to live on a truck? Like a box of Tide? I mean, you can't, what do you have? What do you give them? You can't give anything. They can take anything on the truck. They probably get one little overnight bag. I was just shocked. And they were like, yeah, she's all excited about it. I'm like, well, good for her and God bless, but could you give up your whole life and live on a truck with a truck driver? I just couldn't, I can't even get my head wrapped around it. She has a great business, a nice house, a cute girl. She gave everything up to go live on a truck with a truck driver. Whatever. Oh, Mike, she's going to need the CBD. I'm going to go back to this in a few minutes. She's going to have eyes circled around her eyes.
She might need one. What's there before the CBD?
Exactly. Ask me anything. When people in your life disappoint you, like friends, family, colleagues, what's your remedy to address it? I always have a difficult time moving past the hurt. Well, number one, don't take it personal because it's never about you. It's always about them. And I just now put it in a box and just like, you know what? And you know what? If it's something that's just like, oh, beyond the pale, I put them in a box. I'll be nice and friendly at a distance, but I'm kind of done. If it's like just a mistake they made and they're just stupid, it's like, you know what, I'll just move on past it, but it wasn't about me, it's about them. That was from Lisa Levine. Nikki, what's your fitness and diet program? Well, I do Pilates a few days a week, and I just try to eat healthy. My biggest problem is eating junk with sugar in it, like chocolate-covered almonds or stuff like that. But other than that, I eat healthy. I don't eat meat. I don't eat chicken. I only eat fish, vegetables, nuts, fruits. I don't eat any meat, live animal stuff. I can't with that. Even Roy Jr. said yesterday they took a course in like food and how it's prepared today and this and that. He goes, Mom, I think I'm going to become vegan. We have to find some really good vegan food because he loves like steak and all that stuff. But he goes, after hearing the way it's processed and the way it is, he goes, I don't think I can do it anymore. I'm like, good. So now we can go to the same restaurants. Lash Lift Miami. Can we discuss the Lash Lift? What Lash Lift treatment?
I think they want to talk about it on your show, is what they were asking. There's a, they sent you something last week, the Lash Lift. They're in L.A. and here, and they just opened in Miami.
Oh, I didn't
and they
get
wanted
it
to
yet.
Come and do your. Do a, they wanted to talk about it on the show, I think.
Oh, I see. Yeah. I don't do the Lash Lift thing, whatever that is. I don't do it. Yeah. But I'm sure it's great. People must love it. I mean, I'll have to read more about it. Mm-hmm. The Lash Lift Miami. But I guess if you do lash lifting, you should go to Lash Lift Miami, right?
Yeah, I think they just opened here. They've been in L.A. for a while, but they had sent something to you on Instagram, and I had asked them to reach out to
the email.
I think I did reply back,
but I didn't just now made the connection. Yeah. Okay, well, good luck with Lash Lift Miami. Ma Roth 76, are you working with the Democrats in Florida? Of course I'm working for the Democrats, but to fix the voting problems, well, what about this? They found out yesterday.
Did you see that?
Two secret counties. Let me guess, which ones do you think it could be?
And the FBI made them sign a confidentiality.
Oh, yeah. Let's see. You think it could be Broward County, where 98% of the people are Democrats? Or do you think it'd be Palm Beach County, where 98% of the people are Democrats? I just wonder where they hacked that vote. And they barely won Florida. Yeah. Florida barely went red. And Bill Nelson was cheated out of a seat by that crooked Scott, whom everyone knows, that whole Medicare Florida. If you're in Florida, you know the whole Medicare story. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's just disgusting. And then Trump's over there with Putin going, hey, buddy, wink, wink, this is great.
Did you see Putin fall on his face?
Yes.
the red
metaphor
carpet.
Metaphor of what's to come on the red carpet. That was, and you know that had to kill him because he's such a macho man. To him, that was a big deal.
It would have been like Trump falling. it would have killed
Trump
him.
Trump fell. How would we ever get him up?
Well, I don't know.
We'd have to hoist him up.
Scale.
We'd have to hoist him up. Andre Kambarabi. Miami or L.A.? Oh, well, L.A. in the summer, Miami in the winter. How's that? Nepith Ralgal, did you use a surrogate? No, I did not use a surrogate. I should have, and I wish I would have. My body was much better before. USA 5127, what would my last meal be, and who would you have it if not the family? My last meal? Oh, my God, probably chocolate chip cookies.
Godiva.
I would have that fabulous vegan food from that fabulous Crossroads in Los Angeles. I love that. And who would I have it with? Well, that's a short list, if not my family. If not my family, probably my dogs. T. Thiden, has the new aging CBD come in yet? Okay, CBD. It is in, and by the way, now that you asked, thank you for asking, remember, if you use the CBD eye cream promotion through May, use the promo code iCream, one word, no spaces, and you'll get the 50% off. And the face serum will be in probably the end of next week. If you have any questions, your promo code doesn't work, just email us at hello@leahblack.com, and we'll put you on the notification list when it arrives. So, and also it will put you on our total notification list, so anything's going on, you'll know about it. Would I ever go back on The Housewives, Ortega? Well, it would depend on which show, what city, and who the cast was. I like to be surrounded by people that I like and have fun with and that are fun, entertaining, and are up to something other than gossip and tearing people down. I don't like that. ZJ Hensley, if you had to recast it, who would you choose? With friends? Oh, I'd have to start auditioning. I mean, I don't know who it'd be. It'd be like there's so many to pick from in Miami. Miami's got a lot of fabulous, fun people. I mean, you just didn't see them. These are all related to, okay, let's see. Thoughts on the new Bravo show, Texicanas. I'm sorry I didn't get to watch
it's
it.
It's horrible.
Yeah, James says it's not.
It's no Mexican dynasties, I'll tell you that.
Any comment on Elsa? Yes, that was terrible. I mean, I always loved Elsa. And, you know, Elsa, was always Team Leah. She always had my back. She always stood up for me. We always clicked. We always had a bond together. And the girls just couldn't stand it. They couldn't stand it. In the beginning, they were thrilled that I would, what they consider, babysit her, because they didn't want to have to sit and be tied down to talking to her and babysitting her, as their words. And I loved sitting and talking to her. It's far more interesting than them. But then when she became popular, they didn't want me to be with her. They wanted to be with her. So it was a whole dynamic of ridiculousness, and she and I both got it. It was wink, wink, nod, nod. Okay, here they are again. Let's see. That's the story there. Now, lunch with, just so you know, next Wednesday, the 22nd, 12 noon, will be our last episode of Lunch with Leah until our summer break in the end of August or early September. We'll let you know when we're going to start back. And we're going to have some surprises over this summer, so stay tuned to the social media. And, you know, the way you catch up on the last episodes, and by the way, they're not really timely. You could tune into any one of them at any time, and you'd be appropriate. It's not like they're sequential in what's going on in the world. Some of the political stuff might be, but it'll refresh your memory. You can just go to your YouTube channel or stream on your podcast, and that's that. My weekly quote, life lesson quote of the week, give without expectation. Well, if you give with expectation, you're always going to sorely be disappointed. If you give without expectation, you won't, because you don't expect anything in return.
You have a lot of comments coming
okay,
in.
Let's hear it.
People are saying you look really nice today. I mean, everybody's saying
it must
hello.
Be my
they love
scarf.
Well, I was going to ask you about your Versace scarf. It looks very nice, especially.
You know, James is everything Versace.
Except today, I'm in Moschino.
Today.
Yeah, I know, right?
I'm shocked.
They're saying that the ensemble you're wearing is fabulous. Louis Feinberg said. Stephen Lemming says, hello, Leah Black. I love Leah Black.
Yeah.
Elizabeth Odell says she doesn't know about the trucker thing. She says, ooh. She
doesn't, I can't imagine giving up a nice life in a nice little house with it. I mean, that must be either true love or you're just bored and want to change. I don't
Pete
know.
Pete LeDuc says, what is she running away from?
Well, that's a good point, too.
Let's see. People agreed on the Bill Nelson thing, and they said, and Beth.
Can you believe it? They just literally hacked and changed votes in two counties of which they won't disclose. Yep. Well, that's obvious which counties. Palm Beach and Broward.
Yep. And Carol Alderette, I'm sorry if I got that wrong, she wants to know, when are you going to be back on Jeff Lewis?
On the radio?
Yes.
I would assume he'll invite me on. He might not ever invite me on again. But it would, if he invites me on, it would be June, July, and August. Sometime over the summer, between June and the middle of September, if he ever invites me on again.
Yeah, people are freaking out because there's not going to be any lunch with Leah after next week.
You got to go back and listen to the old ones. And tweet me. If you tweet me at Leah Black Miami, I almost always reply back to my tweets.
And we're going to try to coordinate maybe a couple bonus episodes. With some people out in LA.
Yeah. I'd love to do something with Ronnie, and I just got fun with Heather. I'd like to do something with Heather. And I don't know, I have to think about it. Well, there's some interesting
Brandy.
People. Oh, Julian Brandy.
Of course,
with
Julian Brandy.
Politics. I'd have to do that. Maybe Brendan with E. I don't know, I have to think about it. There's always something going on somewhere. Okay, in celebrity news. Listen to this. I love this story. Ava DuVernay, you know, she's like a major producer in L.A. She is coming out with a Netflix series called When They See Us. Remember, I don't know if you guys remember the Central Park Five, but it was a jogger was raped and murdered in Central Park. And they coerce these five black kids after holding them and interrogating them and I think promising they were going to let them go. I don't know the exact details of it, but they said they were guilty when they weren't. And then they went back after they talked to the lawyers and their parents and said, we're really not guilty. We're just trying to get out of there. And now DNA has proved that they had nothing to do with it after they were in jail for 10 or 15, however many years. Now, during that time when these little black kids were accused of murdering and raping a jogger, and they didn't do it, Donald Trump took out a full-page in the New York Times, a full-page ad saying they should all be executed and get the death penalty.
Yep.
Now, it turns out that they were not guilty, and the DNA proved it. So Ava DuVernay, who's a huge producer in LA, highly respected, is going to put out a film called When They See Us about the Central Park Five. It's going to be on Netflix. Mm-hmm. You really don't want to miss that.
And last night,
that's a good one.
On NBC Nightly News, the anchor, I forgot, his name escaped me all of a sudden, he did a whole interview with them last night.
Yeah, where she was
really good.
Them,
yeah,
and,
it was great.
That. It was just so... Felicity Huffman,
Lester Holt.
Felicity Huffman, Lester Holt, yeah. She tearfully pled guilty in front of the judge. She said that everything that they accused her of was true and accurate, except that her daughter had had a learning disability since the age of 8, and she had legitimately needed extra time on the test. And by needing that extra time on the test is when this guy approached her and said he could make her results better and help her get in. And she paid it money to the charity, to the donation, and she wanted to make sure that that was cleared up. But other than that, that everything she admitted to it, she was wrong, she was sorry, blah, blah, blah. Well, the prosecutors are recommending 4 to 9 months in prison. Because the daughter didn't have someone take the test for her. They cheated on the score. So the daughter went in and took the test, and after the test, somebody doctored up the scores before they went in. Well, the max she could get, 20 years in jail, but prosecutors are suggesting 4 to 9 months. Her lawyers are arguing for 0 to 4 to 6 months or house arrest or whatever. And then I went on where the article was posted and read the comments. They want to hang her up. They want to murder her. They want her to get the death penalty. People hate her. It's awful how hard they are going at her. And it was wrong.
People like the judge.
It's very wrong.
That's how the reality works.
Very wrong. But that they're going after her so bad, she'll pay a price. But what's wrong, really wrong, is that there are 2 or 3 incidences of people in Georgia and Alabama, places where mothers sent their kids to the wrong school district on purpose with some address of a friend or whatever in order to keep them out of the danger of the gun zones and the riots and the gangs. And they got 5 years. So it's not fair. And it is, white privilege, there's no doubt. And she had money for top lawyers. But I think that those other women should be out. They should get them out of jail because that's enough time, however much they serve, for getting your kid in a safer school. But I don't think people should turn on Felicity the way they are, even though what they did was really wrong. I feel bad for the daughter. And if you notice, the husband doesn't show up to anything. I'm sure his agent and publicist and managers are saying, keep a distance from this. But she walked into court with her brother.
I know.
Yesterday.
I noticed that. He hasn't been around at all.
Yeah, I'm sure the agents are saying, like, just stay away from it. Let her do her thing.
Right.
And her brother walked her into court. So Doris Day died at 97 years old a couple of days ago. She had won Golden Globes, a Lifetime Achievement Award, and she was after she left Hollywood at around age 50. She said Hollywood changed. She didn't really want to be part of it anymore. She became an animal rights activist. And then yesterday, Tim Conway died from the Carol Burnett Show and other shows. Wow, people are getting old. That includes us.
Tim Conway was like,
he was
a Carol said he was 1 in a million. That really, we hear that a lot, but that really kind of sums it up with him.
Yeah, he was.
We used to watch him every Saturday night, the Carol Burnett Show. We would be at, you know.
Times have just changed. They said they could never produce anything like the Carol Burnett Show again because it would just cost so much money.
Can you imagine
the
Bob Mackie gown
alone? Just sit on the budget. Wendy Williams, she's got a lot of nerve, okay? She says, this is her latest comment. A lot of women with no respect for a marriage, you lovely girls who can't keep your hands off of other people's men, there's a hot place in hell for you. Honey, you sat by and watched your husband with a mistress for how many, 10 or 15 years? They now have a baby together. He bought her a house. They live in your neighborhood. And you're going to come out and blame it on these girls now? That would have been a 15-year-ago statement to make. Not now. Now you're an enabler and complicit. And you were hiding it. And you knew it was going on. You didn't want the public to know. You don't want to ruin your reputation instead of confronting it head on. So don't blame the girl 15 years later. I blame myself on that one, and the man, of course. Oh!
I heard she made up with Howard Stern, too, yesterday. Because they've had a feud for years.
Yeah, I've got that in here
somewhere. He must have something wrong with him because he's making up with everyone, Kathy Lee.
Well, what happened? Well, I've got it here, what she said. I'll come to it. But he called her a lot of bad names, a C-U-N-T, and F-U-C-K-I-N-G-L-I-A-R. They had a big feud, and now I guess they've put all of it to rest. Anyway, so Tom Arnold has apparently, he's tweeted out, and I have talked to him on the phone a few times. Apparently, there is a photo that exists of Jerry Falwell that is very compromising. And it's very unusual how Ted Cruz went and gave that big speech to all the religious fanatics all over during the campaign and expected the religious fanatics to endorse him. And 3 days before the vote at the primary, Jerry Falwell jumps up and lavishes praise on Donald Trump. And now apparently there's a very compromising photo of Jerry Falwell, a sexual photo. And apparently Michael Cohen had it in his possession, who did some dirty work for him. And I guess Donald Trump had access to that photo. Let's see how it all plays out.
Well, apparently it's also funny that the university was full on Ted Cruz, too, until apparently this came up. And then the university's tune changed, and they were no longer supporting Ted Cruz. They were supporting Donald Trump.
Yeah, that's what I just said. Everyone expected him to. He thought he had the blessing of all the Christians. He went to university and made the speech. He went on the stump and made the speeches. They were introducing him at the speeches. All the right wing Christian nuts were rallying around Cruz until 3 days before, and out of the blue comes Jerry Falwell embracing Trump, and there happens to be a photo in the hands of Michael Cohen that's very compromising about Jerry Falwell, and Michael Cohen at the time was working for Donald Trump. Does anyone else see that that is unusual? Connect the dots. Here it is. Howard Stern's book is out. In his book, he tells a story about Wendy Williams. She commented that he was a Hollywood insider and he had been sitting behind his microphone for too long. So his reply to her on the radio was that she was a jealous B-I-T-C-H, and you're really a nobody to me. You never have been. You can pretend to be whatever you pretend to be. No one's going to like you. I don't like you. You're nothing. You are a C-U-N-T. You are a F-K-I-N-G, bug-eyed C-U-N-T. You have heard me F off. You see, you heard me, yada, 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 yada. So he attacked her after she made that comment. Well, now later, apparently, he's come to the realization that, you know, being a Hollywood, going Hollywood and sitting behind the desk wasn't really that big of an insult, and apparently they've made nice. Oh, my God, whatever. Jennifer Lawrence had a romantic engagement dinner. She's like 30. How old is she? Like 38 or something? Mm-hmm. How old is Jennifer Lawrence? Sure. She's like in her mid-30s, so it's time for her to settle down to be married. But I'd like to see her back in the films again. She hasn't been in a couple of years. She's a great actress. Well, we went from celebrity news. Now let's just go ahead and get it over with. The lowest hanging fruit news.
Let's do our little 5-second break first.
All right.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
And we're back.
Okay, so in Real Housewife news, let's go to the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Boy.
Well, apparently, Camille is saying she's not going to attend the reunion. She wants a big bonus check if she does, because it'll just be a Camille gang up. Oh, yawn. You go put yourself in the middle of everything, stir up everything, and then you don't want to go to the reunion unless they give you a big amount of money because you're just too fabulous, too important, and you don't want to gang up. I can't with that.
Yeah, I saw her say something like that the other women get paid that she wasn't getting paid for the show, but I don't believe that.
She was a friend of the show, so probably more likely than not. In the beginning, she just wanted to be on there so much they weren't paying her. Then when she started doing more, they probably paid her per episode or something. But she's not getting paid like the other girls are, nor should she, because she hasn't been a full-time cast member for 10 years like or 8 years like some of the others. But she's whining about the pay. You know what? You don't go on, you don't get to have it both ways. Either you go on and support the show or you don't. You don't get to pick and choose when you're going to support it. Whatever.
Kyle say, pick a lane.
Rena says that it's your job. Either get on it or get fired. You signed a contract and you should abide by the contract because apparently Vanderpump is saying she's not sure, darling, if she's going to show up. Well, Vanderpump has been gnawing, not sure she was going to show up for the last 5 seasons, darling. So let's see what happens. The camping trip was a little bit of a hoot. I mean, it wasn't anything great, but it was funny. I mean, all they do is talk about sex. I mean, all these girls do is talk about sex. What is that? That's a topic conversation. I don't know. Is there anything else to talk about?
Did you see the, when Lisa Rinna went into the actual, like, tent, and she was talking about how it was better than the hotel that they put her in at QVC, which she said. So listen what happened. She had to go to QVC this week.
Oh my God.
When she checked into the hotel had like the giant thing of the, remember the orange cheese puffs? And they had candles and they had all this stuff waiting in her room at the Hilton when she got there this week. And she went back and she goes, I have to give them credit because I talked bad about them this week. She goes, they really stepped it up.
Oh,
so that was funny.
Yeah. Well, you know what? She gives them publicity. So they're like, well, we'll take
it.
Any publicity is good publicity, say in Hollywood. But anyway, so then the story goes on last night. You know, there was a few things that happened. I didn't think there were anything extraordinary. But then Camille invites Lisa to the wedding, and she's not going to go, darling. She's just not comfortable. But she did have a gorgeous kitchen, an absolutely stunning, gorgeous
that
white.
Marble's gorgeous.
It was just a gorgeous, gorgeous kitchen. Expensive kitchen. And then at the end, now she's going to take a lie detector test. Well, I just hope they ask her on the lie detector test, not about the story planting at the Radar Online, because to me, that's how she manipulated to get off the hot seat. What they really want to know is who had their fingerprints on trying to make Dorit look bad and exposing Dorit about the dog that she returned to the wherever instead of to the Vanderpump place. I don't think they'll ask about that because I think that this whole thing was like, I'll hire the person and I'll tell them what questions they can ask and I'll pass the test. I don't know. I could be wrong about that. I'll give her the benefit of the doubt.
It's going to be interesting, to say the least.
It's the first time. Listen, if they had lie detector tests on the show I was on, the city of Miami would have short-circuited.
That's hilarious.
Would have short-circuited the whole city.
Yeah. Chrissy Bella says Erica did a good job regrouping after the sound problems.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, she did a good job.
Erica did a good job, period.
Yeah, she's
Erica
great.
Erica is a first class. I love her. I like that she's bottom line. She's no nonsense. She works really hard, hours and hours and hours, and she's finally getting what she wanted to do in life, and she's getting paid to do it and having fun doing it, and people like her. God bless Erica. I love her on this show. And then the other one was Paris Hilton was on Watch What Happens Live last night. I never hardly catch that show because I'm usually watching news, but I was flipping back and forth. I love Paris. I think she's just the cutest thing. She promoted my handbag one time at this event in New York. She took a picture and a selfie with it. I think we have it over here. She's just a good girl. I like her. But so I thought Erica, she handled herself very well. She's a professional. Of course she handled herself well. And her husband's cute. I like her husband. I think they have an endearing type relationship. And I don't think the press should be gossiping about him until they find out what the facts are about his financial woes, if he has any. In New York, I'm going to tell you, I had to watch it 5 times. The funniest thing I've ever seen in my life is when Ramona stood up there and started trying to give that speech.
That was so uncomfortable.
It was hilarious.
Oh, my gosh.
Dorinda's like, I told you, I was right. It was important. And Tony's like, you got her name wrong. You got her name wrong. And the other you're interrupting me. You're embarrassing me. Oh my God, I was laughing so hard.
That whole scene is like, it personifies the reason people don't like the Housewives.
I love love that scene. To it me, was so it was like a Seinfeld sequel. These girls should be in the Hall of Fame. They should have a Seinfeld sequel with these girls. Come on. Dorinda's like, I told you, it was important. It was important. Yeah. You're embarrassing me. You're all embarrassing me. I invited her. Tell your story. Tell your story. Her name. You've got her name wrong. You've got her name wrong. I mean, I was laughing. I had to watch. Somebody posted the clip, and I watched it over and over. I even made Roy come in. I go, Roy, you've got to watch this. I said, these are the shows. You think that was bad?
Cringeworthy.
Well, everyone thought it was cringeworthy, and everyone was just dying, and they had a lot of negative comments about it. But I thought it was one of the most hilarious scenes I've ever seen in my life.
Pete LeDuc says, they are so crazy, they cannot even talk to regular people anymore.
But they did bring a lot of...
They bring
a lot of attention to the charity, so the girl's got to be thrilled. But I'm telling you,
she didn't even get the girl's name right. It was she called her a different name. I forget what it was.
She must have pointed that out 5 times in front of everybody. And it was funny that you're doing this and you don't know the girl's name. The whole thing, I thought it was one of the funniest scenes I've ever seen.
To me, that is
a Grammy.
An Emmy. That's what somebody said here. And they said, give them an Emmy.
They're going to get an Emmy for that one. And then the tension between Luann and Bethany. Now, I don't know about that. I don't know why that tension. Let's analyze this. Do you think it's because Luann's getting a little more attention than Bethany? Or do you think it's because Bethany feels that she went way out of her way and supported Luann when she was going through all these drinking problems and Luann hasn't reciprocated and doesn't appreciate it? Mm-hmm. I don't know what it is, but I thought Bethany was nitpicking when she said Luann made the comment that what she had on was over the top. Mm-hmm. I think that's an insult. Mm-hmm. I think over the top could be taken however you want to take it. If someone said to me, oh my God, you dressed over the top, I'd go, yeah, fabulous, thank you.
Yeah, I didn't get that one so much.
It's like that time I told Lisa Hoxie when I walked into the Halloween costume, I said, oh my God, that is ridiculous. And I meant it in a way like, oh my God, that is just hilarious. And she just got so insulted, you know, she's got such thin skin. Yeah. And I was like, what are you fucking talking about? You're going to make a big deal out of that? And to me, I just thought that was kind of silly to make a big deal over. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I think that's an issue that she has. But also, I read this week, she's had a lot going on in court, and they've been bringing the show up in court and stuff that she has said and done and the whole thing with Dennis. So she's been going through a lot, I think, recently. But she's that kind of person. I think she feels like she has to have the spotlight or else she gets a little...
Oh, no, it's her show. It's her show.
And then Luann is a different situation. Luann's back to season one, Luann. She's back to the Countess and being all high and mighty, I think.
Oh, yeah, they are reality T says she's being very haughty-taughty.
Yeah, I think she's kind of...
Then Tinsley had the meltdown at the circus about the boyfriend, and I kind of felt sorry for Tinsley. She's like a lost little wayflower, you know? She just, like, can't get it quite together. She's finally the it girl in New York, but that's not enough, and so I kind of feel bad for her. I love her mom. Her mom's very sweet.
I know. Somebody said last week they needed to give her mom the apple.
Yeah, and it was interesting that her telling the story, you know, about her dad and the drinking and everything. Right. I mean, she actually really came out of her shell a little bit, so good for her.
I think she kind of found her voice the last couple weeks.
She's probably also, like, you know, that first time you're on there with, I mean, imagine how intimidating you going on that show with all those women. I mean, I'd probably not say anything. I'd just be sitting there, you know, because they're intimidating. They're in your face. They're going 100 miles an hour. I mean, you can't do anything right. I mean, they make everything's a mountain out of a molehill. So she was probably intimidated, and finally she felt a little safe, and she told her story. But Luann's house upstate, you know, now that's another thing. Who moves upstate and why? Because it's less expensive than the Hamptons. I mean, that's obviously why. She says she wants to be alone and blah, blah, blah. No, she sold that house and you can get a lot more for your money upstate, more likely than not. Who cares? But, I mean, I just think, why not just be honest about it? And then when they were in the car talking about, well, this cabaret is just exhausting. How many times do you think we're going to hear the word cabaret? And I was like, oh, they're over her cabaret thing. They're not liking that she's getting that attention.
Yeah, so they all come to Miami and they're in a, I think they went to Barton G because that's where it looks like from just the background.
Yeah.
But there's a huge fight about all of that, and that's when Bethany confronts Luann at the restaurant in front of everyone, and then she's crying like 5 minutes later.
I used to always laugh.
Carol said Bethany has two settings. It's crying or screaming.
Oh.
she's either going like 100 miles an hour.
One way or the other.
Yeah, but that's true. And she apparently has a big blow up, so that's yet to come.
Yeah, it's been brewing with them. And I think part of it is Bethany feels like I really supported you
when
you were drinking and you're not reciprocating. You're all high and mighty now. And, you know, and you're being a little insulting. So I think that's part of it. And part of it might be because, you know, Luann's getting a lot of attention and they're not used to that. And because you see how I'm sitting down and saying, well, don't forget who your friends are. I'm like, she's not damn Liza Minnelli. I mean, let's put this into context here. Right. I mean, come on. Okay, so now, meanwhile, Sonia's promoting her dresses and her shoes online. And by the way, they're very elegant. For the price, I think they're beautiful. I think you should all go to SoniaMorgan.com and look at her clothes and shoes she's selling. Anyway, so that was that. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, that's New York. Now let's go to serious news. What about this? You're on the airplane, and they come and arrest the pilot and take him off when your plane's delayed. And you find out later it's because the pilot is accused of murdering three people in his hometown. Apparently, two neighbors, three neighbors, and someone was going to testify against him in a case. So he just murdered them, allegedly. Let's see what happens. Oh,
yeah,
my God.
That's awful.
Then, this notorious anti-gay preacher who celebrated the 2016 Pulse nightclub massacre. Remember that preacher that was so glad they were killing all those gays, those horrible, sinful gays? Well, he's now been prohibited from entering Ireland, according to NBC News. Well, you know, he should be prohibited. Honestly, he should be shamed and hissed everywhere he goes. I mean, why does Ireland have to take the high road? Why are we allowing that? Then, that's just that. I can't believe he celebrated that Pulse nightclub massacre. The guy's sick. Jimmy Carter had hip surgery. Jimmy Carter, the best ex-president we've ever had, still out building homes for Habitat for Humanity at 90-something years old.
He was on his
way. Yeah, hunting turkeys. On his way to do the turkey hunting and fell and broke his hip and was upset that he wasn't going to get his turkey quota in for the year. Poor thing. I loved the Carters. Remember, he had to sell his peanut form to run for president.
Yep, he did.
And look at what Trump's got now. He's got everybody in the world coming and staying in his properties to try to have access to him so they can get some kind of a money deal out of it. And poor little Jimmy Carter had to sell his peanut form. Are you kidding me?
He was a one-term,
it's
too.
It's just unbelievable because of the deficit.
Yeah, because of the deficit.
High interest rates?
It was inflation.
Inflation.
Yeah.
So anyway, now the city, remember the Party City? They're closing down all these stores because there's a helium shortage.
I read that.
Where does helium come from?
It's a natural gas, so you have...
How could you be short of it?
Well, they're running out of it.
The earth
is running out of it. But what I thought was odd was I was reading that story, and when I looked at the percentage of sales that they have for those places... I mean, it's a huge amount of their percentage of sales. It's more than 30%, which is big for one thing. Just for balloon filling up balloons.
Well, if they need any hot air, they can just go to some of these reality shows and have those women blow into those balloons. But honest to God, I didn't even never thought about the earth being depleted of helium. And by the way, if it is being depleted of helium, they should be closing their stores and come up with some other creative way. Put the balloons on a stick that's firm that holds them up. Why are you depleting the world of its natural resources when you can just get creative and come up with another way to have a balloon stay in the air? Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't like that. Oh, listen to book out. It's hilarious. I ordered it. Jason, did you order that book, Commander and Cheat?
Yes.
Okay, I ordered it for two people. It's hilarious. It's a book about Trump. This guy followed Trump around and interviewed hundreds of people he's played golf with over the years. And it's about how he cheats at golf. So there was an article the other day that this 10 or 11-year-old boy had his ball was beside the water, and Trump's ball went in the water. And Trump went and got his ball and said it was his, and the 10-year-old boy goes up to the Secret Service crying and saying, that's my ball. And they're like, nope, that's the president's ball. There's nothing I can do about it. And the little boy was crying. He is such a cheater about everything. In Newsweek. Oh. Here's one. This is only a Florida situation. A Florida man was arrested yesterday after waving down a police officer, showing him a marijuana plant that he had grown. He offered the police officers a smoke. In the early morning encounter captured by deputy's body cam, Arthur Carasino, 65 years old, was detained at 2:45 a.m. by officers from Flagler County Sheriff's Office at his residence. Online records show that he had a felony marijuana charge. So he... it's hilarious. This guy flagged down these two cops, takes them to the house and goes, look at my marijuana plant. You want to smoke? And they arrested him. I mean, that's just such a Florida thing to do. There's a new coffee out, apparently, that's going to cost $803 wholesale a pound. And they're going to wholesale it for $1,200 a pound. It's from Panama, and it's going to make a cup of it's going to be $75. And they're going to sell it in Southern California. Would you pay $75 for a cup of coffee?
Is it in a Versace mug?
you pay for the mug. Would you pay $75 just to taste it, Jason? I wouldn't either. You know what? I might get like 10 friends to pay $7.50 each,
get a
cup of it, and put those little tiny cups and taste it just to see what $75 worth of coffee in a cup costs.
I know. I was thinking about that when I was reading that. But, you know, then you think about, like, I mean, it's been a few years since I've been in a nightclub, but I know that when I used to go, like, the drinks, they'd be like, a cocktail would be like $25-$30 for a mixed drink. So,
ridiculous.
I mean, it's not that far off from what they're offering for
a cup.
A
lot of people sneak their drinks into the clubs.
I mean,
so a South African man, this is funny to me, he was arrested for eating at Kentucky Fried Chicken free for 1 year by going into this Kentucky Fried Chicken and saying that he was from the head office and he was sent there to taste the chicken to see if it was up to their standards. That's a South African man, Jason, one of your country's representatives. He ate free for a year.
He's the same guy they put in the Colonel mask at Ultra.
I can't believe it. I mean, that's the funniest fucking thing. He ate for a year free before he got busted. Now, I wonder what his cholesterol is.
Yeah.
Gonna die from my cholesterol. Oh my god. So
Pete LeDuc says he's glad he's so mad he didn't do that.
Who?
Pete LeDuc.
Oh yeah.
So
but it's kind of a clever idea. You know, you walk in, you could actually make yourself a little logo and pin it on your shirt and walk in. Hi, I'm here from the head office. I'm here to check out the quality of chicken. Yeah, it's great. Okay, I'll take some to go. I'll report it to the home office. So their elevated carbon dioxide levels are preventing the Earth's natural cooling cycle, trapping heat near the surface, causing the global temperature to rise. There is currently more carbon dioxide in the atmosphere today than at any point since evolution. COT is over 415 parts per... I can't read my writing. Anyway, it's the highest since evolution.
Yeah, I saw Al Roker talking about that today. They said
per milliliter.
Yeah. Apparently, they're expecting the Earth's average temperature to go up about 2 degrees, which is going to put us above the 400 mark, I guess.
Yeah, which is going to raise the sea levels. We'll
start to destroy everything. Once that happens, we can't go back.
There's no going back. And they have, they say, maybe 10 to 15 years to remedy it. And you know what? There are so many simple things that we could do. Just so many simple things that it wouldn't be that complicated to do a whole lot of little things. But, you know, when you hire science deniers that scrub the website in Washington from the White House of years of history and study, and I think apparently some people before Trump went in preserved those records anticipating that, but they deny science, so they're not going to do anything about it. So what's going to happen when all of a sudden you try to get on an airplane and the wind's so bad you can't fly anymore? Or when your house is three, like in Venice, Italy, where the houses are like 1.5 inches a year, 1 to 1.5 inches a year underwater more, where people's basements are underwater and you're running around on canoes. And then Trump's going to go out when it snows in New York and go, look at all this snow. There's no global warming. It's cold here.
Yeah.
He's such an idiot. Now, the NRA, one of my most hated organizations, I blame so much of this gun assault weapon slaughters at Pulse Nightclub, at Sandy Hook, at the churches, you know, at the colleges. I blame so much of this on the NRA. So all these people pay their annual dues, right? So it turns out that their president, LaPierre, paid $927,863,000 in 2014. He got $5 million in 2015, $1.3 million in 2016, and other executives were making over $500,000 a year. Meanwhile, last night on Lawrence O'Donnell, he spent like $100,000 three or four times at Emilio Zegna in Beverly Hills, where the most expensive clothes in the world you can buy, on suits. He took trips around the world and stayed in luxury luxury hotels in first class seats for people. All on these little dues that these idiots are from red states are sending in to the NRA. So now the New York Attorney General is putting them under investigation, and they may lose their tax-free status, which they should never have a tax-free status. It is a profit organization, number one. And number two, hopefully some of them are going to go to jail. I just can't even believe it. Now, does anybody use that Roundup weed killer?
No, but
a couple in California got cancer from it. The jury awarded them $2 million in damages when they were only asking for $1 million in damages. So don't use that Roundup weed killer. Oh, my God. Get cancer
from it.
There's
a lot of suits going on around.
Yeah, 800 cases of measles are reported across the U.S., the biggest outbreak in 25 years because of these idiots going online saying, don't take your shots.
And I saw we're the most susceptible county in Florida right now.
Oh, we are?
Yep.
But if you've had the shot, you're not going to catch it.
Supposedly. But it depends on which shot you got, because before 1968, the vaccine was different than what they do after that, so you had to have a follow-up.
Well, maybe we should all go get a booster shot.
I had it, though, because before I went through healthcare school, I had to do all that
stuff. You got a booster shot? Why? Did you already have the measles shot before?
No, but it's for everything.
Oh, you just get a booster shot for everything?
And
where'd you go to get it?
Every 10.
Oh, I'm going to go. Oh, let's have him send the shot to my house. This is a brilliant comment. How we treat every young man who wants to buy a gun like, how about we treat every young man who wants to buy a gun like every woman who wants to get an abortion? They have to have a mandatory 48-hour waiting period, parental permission, a note from the doctor proving they understand what they are about to do, a video that he has to watch to learn about the effects of gun violence. And let's close down all but one gun shop in every state and make them travel hundreds of miles, take time off from work, stay overnight in a strange hotel town before they can buy their gun. Make them walk through a gauntlet of people holding photos of loved ones who were shot to death, people who call him a murderer and beg him not to buy a gun, which is how they treat women and girls that are having abortions.
Well, Alabama outlawed it last night.
Last night. And now they think it's going to go to the Supreme Court and they think that it's, well, let's see if the governor signs it. I think the governor is going to sign it. He's a Republican. It'll eventually go to the Supreme Court, and then we'll find out if Trump's whoever paid off Kavanaugh's $200,000 country club membership is $200,000 in credit cards, his country, whatever, all those things, if it paid off. Let's see. I don't know. I can't take it anymore.
Carol Alderut is asking, how about Gina Warren, who dedicated her commencement cap, or I think she's meant decorated her commencement cap with a QR code that directs to a site listing all the students that are not graduating?
Oh, my God. I didn't know about that.
I didn't know about that either.
Tearjerker. That's a tearjerker.
That's nuts.
Oh, my God. I can't with that one. Imagine all these kids, your kid is slaughtered at one of these Parkland or one of these places, and then there's a graduation ceremony and all the friends are there and everyone's congratulating, and then your kids are graduating. I mean, it's scary. I can't
Horrible.
Wait for school to be out this year. Just want it over and out and just get away from it. I can't. China announces a $60 billion U.S. import tariff, hikes in retail for the Trump's latest trade war. Remember Trump saying trade wars are just so easy to win? Well, now it's going to cost the average household $500 a month to pay for different items that we are getting from China that they're going to increase the prices on. Last year, it cost $100 for every washing machine that you bought. If you bought a washing machine last year, you paid $100 in more than you did the year before. The farmers are going bankrupt. Now he wants $10 billion to subsidize the farmers. The farmers don't want a handout. They want their crops. And if once their crops are gone, their money that you give them to pay for 1 or 2 years isn't going to give them the money to grow back their crops. He's just ruining the economy with this. The stock market's crashing, and everyone agrees that China needs to have a trade agreement. But you don't have a trade agreement by just damaging your own economy in the process. It's the way he has no attention span. Trump, he goes from this to that. Oh, let's put 120 troops in Iran. Oh, let's go close this embassy down over there. Oh, let's go to over there. Let's stop in Brussels on the way. No, stop. Forget Brussels. Go meet with Putin. Get Putin to say this. Oh no, let's start a trade war over here. Oh, let's pay the farmers. I mean, he's just all over the map. He has no attention span. He's a chaos president, which Jeb Bush predicted. Mm-hmm. Oh, apparently 200 protesters were at Mar-a-Lago last weekend calling for impeachment. What it was called Need to Impeach Group, thinking he was going to be there. That's probably why he chickened out and went to the other one instead in Virginia. So I can't believe it. And the Swedish prosecutors are reopening the rape case against the WikiLeaks Julian Assange. I mean, these people, God, it's just like, I want you to make it take a bath. I mean, and then Giuliani's going to go to the Ukraine and enlist the Ukrainians to say that Biden did something wrong. And then all of a sudden, he's not going anymore. Well, the reason he's not going to go anymore is because they said to him, we're not going to play this game. We're going to embarrass you. And so he stayed home. I mean, you can't. And so we're going to go from asking Russia's help to win an election to now asking Ukraine's help to win an election. I mean, what is wrong with these people? He goes, well, we're not meddling in an election. They're meddling in an investigation. That investigation was closed years ago.
Pete LeDuc says, I have to agree with him in advance, the pendulum of democracy is going to swing back so far the liberal way. Our next president is going to be a trans Mexican woman in a wheelchair, and I, for one, can't wait.
I wish that would happen. I do hope. And listen, I've been thinking a lot about this. I keep thinking the Republicans are going to give Trump enough rope, he's going to hang himself. But when is the tipping point? Yeah. I mean, you can go to Ukraine. Yeah. Now you can send 120,000 troops to Iran and start a war after pulling out of a peaceful agreement that spent all these countries enlisted in this agreement and we pull out. You know, when is we pull out of the Paris Climate Agreement when we know the world is teetering on, when is he going to cross the line? And I guess it's, you know, when they find, even if they found out he paid for 10 women's abortions, they'd say, well, he prayed about it and they forgave him.
Yeah.
Or if he, you know, now Lindsey Graham wants to extend the amount of time you can separate these kids from their parents and keep them at the border another 100 days. I mean,
crazy.
Mitch McConnell, by the way, the worst person in Washington. In 2005, he was worth $2.9 million. In 2015, he's worth $26.9 million. So how do you, in 10 years, increase your net worth $20 million? How do you do that when you're only making $193,000 a year?
Mm-hmm.
Is anybody investigating Mitch McConnell? Why aren't we investigating him? He's the judge and jury. The House has put up 11 resolutions. They have put up several other programs, and Mitch will not allow anyone to vote on them.
Yeah.
So he's decided you're just going to shut the Democrats down, not let them accomplish anything, and I'm not going to, just like he shut down Obama on the judges and not let them appoint any judges, and he's just decided that he's going to run the world. He and Trump together. It's mm-hmm. just unfucking believable. And then Ivanka, by the way, look at the country she's visited. Saudi Arabia, Israel, Italy, Germany, India, Japan, and South Korea. Now, guess what she has in common with all those countries? She has trademarks there.
Yeah.
She does business there. So she's going on our dime with a huge amount of security that we're paying for to the countries that she also has trademarks in. And why did she need to apply for 16 trademarks for voting machines in China? I'm telling you.
You cannot let that go.
I mean, I can't
let
that go.
You drive
me crazy.
You bring it up a lot.
What does she need?
But it is. It's ridiculous.
Well, what does she need voting machines?
I know.
Ivanka Trump? I can't with her. In 2019, in the first 4 months of this year, we've had 4,500 gun deaths, 8,500 gun injuries, 188 children between the ages of 0 to 11 shot, 823 teens between the age of 12 and 17 shot, 576 home invasions, 417 defensive gun use incidents, 480 unintentional shootings, and 104 mass shootings.
Mm-hmm.
events in the first 4 months of 2019. And LaPierre Shopping in Rodeo Drive at Azania. And the NRA is like controlling the agenda because they're giving all these Republicans money. You have to vote out anyone that takes money from the NRA, including Marco Rubio, who apparently took $3 million. Was it $3 million or 1.3? Mm-hmm. Took a lot. Okay, then we're almost going to wrap up here. Oh, Trump invites Viktor Orban, the prime minister, the right-wing prime minister of, I forgot the country, Hungary. And he invites him to the White House and praises him. Oh, he's so honorable. He's so respected. He's such a leader. This is another Kim Jong-un. This is another Erdogan. I mean, I just can't.
It was another example of him, you know, putting a dictator or someone with those pops up of ideals up on a pedestal.
Oh, yeah, giving him credibility.
He even said it in the press conference. He goes, yeah, you're a lot like me. They don't like you so much when you know.
The House passed 14 resolutions to include paycheck fairness, background checks, disaster supplemental, violence against women, etc., climate improvements, wages, more wages, minimum wages, schools, health cares, drug prices, voting rights, equality, pre-existing conditions. None of them will go up for a vote on the Senate floor because of Mitch McConnell. Right. Every one of those things are in the best interest of all Americans, regardless of party. Yeah. Mitch McConnell needs to go, and Lindsey Graham needs to go.
Judy Sutton says they don't even try to hide their actions.
Yeah, they don't care.
Blatant disrespect for the citizens.
They're now flaunting it. Now they're showing it off. Look what I can get away with. Okay, one more thing. A couple more things. Ivanka tweeted and then deleted a whole pile of national security strategy documents. Why does she even have a clearance? Now, if Hillary Clinton did that, she'd be, oh, my God, I just can't. And the UK will not allow Trump to speak at the parliament saying he doesn't have the class that George W. or Obama did. So when he goes to London, according to the mayor, he doesn't have the class to speak there. I wonder how they're going to treat him. I think it's going to be a S show unreal. I can't wait. Mm-hmm. And then what do you think about John Kelly, the guy that put up this program to separate these kids, is now on the board of the company that's housing these kids, these asylum seekers that are making money. So now he's profiting off of it. I can't. Now, let's just end it with this. Trump, because he couldn't get his military parade, has decided to turn July 4th into a celebration about him. He's going to stand up and make speeches while all the fireworks are going on, and he's going to be, oh my God, this is going to be like a reality show production where he's the center of attention July 4th. He's hijacking July 4th holiday and turning it into a reality show political campaign. I can't take it anymore.
Oh my God, please tell a joke before you go.
I know, we got to cheer up. What's funny that we can talk about?
No, I agree with you on the thing with him visiting the UK and the parliament and all that.
Yeah.
I think, remember when he stood up in front of the United Nations, the reception he got? I think he's going to get that times 10 over there.
I hope so. Remember when no one would applaud him and they laughed at him? Oh, good. I hope so.
God. Well, and you know, they're very animated, too, whenever they don't like something in parliament. Yeah. So it'll be interesting.
And they're
going to
have those balloons and the diapers all around.
Remember the baby Trump balloon?
Yeah,
that visited
and then
the
they're going to have a wall built in certain areas where you can't see because of the wall. I mean, they're going to have a, oh, my God, I can't. All right, so we'll be back next Wednesday, which will be our last Wednesday before we take our summer break, and we will talk about all things gossip. Remember what they said about gossip? And we'll give you the curation of all the news of the week, celebrity, housewives, politics, everything that's going on. I hope we're not in war with Iran by then, but other than that, life is looking good. By the time you see me next, my son will have graduated from high school, yay, on Friday, and life is good. So email us at hello@leahblack.com. Go to our website at leahblack.com. Put in eye cream promo code and get your eye cream half price. Remember, the serum is going to be in the middle of next week, and you can put S-E-R-U-M serum, one word, and get your discount on your serum. And the wash that everyone's been asking me for like 5 years because we changed the formula and everyone wants the original formula back, that's going to be in the middle of next week, too. So we'll send out an email blast and notify everybody. Don't forget your promo codes.
And we'll post it on social
media.
And
tweet me at tweet me at Leah Black Miami. And by the way, go listen to Strange Days podcast where I was on last week with Armand. I can't think of how to say the name right.
Armandi. It's Armandi.
Armandi Fernando. Anyway.
Fernando or Armani.
He was great. It was a great podcast. He has a great show. And go buy that book for Father's Day gifts to give to people called Commander and Cheat. It's hilarious if you're a golfer. I'm not a golfer, but apparently the people that I know that have read it said that it, even if you're not a golfer, it explains everything. So it's just hilariously funny how the different documentation they have of Trump cheating. And then the book I'm reading now, which was given to me by Armando Fernandez, or however miss his name, called Kushner Inc. Oh my God, that's another one I can't put down. And I finished reading the Mueller report. For $16, you can buy the Mueller report from the Washington Post and read for yourself and just catch yourself gasping at every turn. And don't forget, next week, Wednesday, same time, same place, tune in. It'll be our season finale. I'll have fireworks. It'll all be about me. Bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.